This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Haba'im. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. Today we begin Siman Sadi Hei Kivon Evar B'Shat Tefillah. Aligning your limbs during prayer, during davening. Says the Holy Mishnah Berurah, says Mechaber. You should align your legs one next to the other as if they're one leg. To be comparable to angels. It says about the angels, regel yishara, and their legs are a straight leg. Their legs look like one leg. Says Rama, yeshoimrim kishoimed lehispalel. Some say when you get up to daven, yelech lefanav shalosh psilais. You should walk in front of you, three steps, derech kerov, a manner of coming close, vehagosha, and approaching, ledavar shetarch lasais. It's a manner of reverently approaching that which you need to enter. So it's interesting. It doesn't say you should take three steps back. Doesn't say you should take three steps. The thing is, in most places, if you're going to have room, if you want to have room to take three steps forward, you're going to have to take three steps back, you know? But there's no din to take three steps back. It doesn't seem like there's a din to take three steps back. Now I want to tell you what it says in the Art Scroll Siddur. But first let's read the Mishnah Berurah. Yichavin raglav, v'diyavid afilm loikim raglav klal yatsa. B'diyavid, even if you're not mechavin your legs at all, you're yotze. You know, sometimes you have guys, they're standing, they look like, I don't know, they're it's a stance for baseball or something. It's okay. B'diyavid, they're yotze. B'diyavid, they're yotze. Someone who can't put their feet together. By the way, it's not only the heels that should be together, also the toes, the Beis Yosef says, should be together. Meaning, the two thumb toes should be together. All the toes should be together. It's not a time to wiggle your toes. Now, we're not going to know if you're wiggling your toes, right? This is not something that anyone in the Mishnah Berurah, Chabura, will know about. Now, if you're not wearing socks, we might know if you're wiggling your toes. But this is just your own personal obligation. Don't wiggle your toes during Shemayna Esrei. If you can't put your feet together, Rav Moshe writes, put them together as much as possible. If a shliach tzibur is not able to put their feet together, if it's because he can't, you could allow him to daven. If it's because he feels, it's not that important, I'm not doing it, you know? He's not a dam for the Amud. You can't let him down for the Amud. If he's being an action about it. No, I never, in my yeshiva, they weren't, no. Can't daven. You're still yoytze. The Magen Avraham says, what's the raya? The Rambam lists tikkun haguf among the things that you have to be careful about. But it's not one of the things that I'm ma'akev. And tikkun haguf, there the Rambam explains one of the requirements of tikkun haguf is a chavin raglav zulazu. Also, another proof the Magen Gemara brings is when you ride on a donkey, you don't have your legs together. Now, I don't know if that's muchach. Maybe you'll say, we're talking about where you, I guess you'd be choking there'd be two ways to do it. Either you're, so to speak, perpendicular on the donkey with your legs together, or you're choking the donkey. Anyway, says Mishnah Berurah, Shekivan Shemadabra Mashchina, since you're speaking with the Shechina, Tzach L'Salik, Kamach Shveis Aguf Milibay, you need to remove all physical thoughts, Uladamais Kilu Humalach, and be comparable to an angel. Now, what about women? By women, there is no concept that they should be Doimel L'Malachim. Why not? Where do we see that? Where do we see by women there's no concept to be Doimel L'Malachim? The Dershu quotes Siman Tafresh Yotes of Katan Yud Gimel. Maybe that's talking about Hilchos Yom Kippur. Do women don't wear a kittel, right? The inyan of Lehidame Slamalachim does not apply to women. So maybe they don't have to put their feet together. No. So you have the second reason of the Torah, in the name of the Yushalmi, that by putting your feet together, you're like the Kohanim would walk in the Beis HaMikdash, Akev Betzara Goydal, and Noshim are Shaykh to that. Because for them, tefillah is b'chlal avoida. Maybe we could add, women are also chayv in karbanos. Women have a chelek in the karbanos. So therefore, women would have the second reason of putting their feet together to not to be darmel l'malachim, but to be similar to kaihanim. Tafresh yotes sivkata yod gimel. By the way, it's very interesting. In Siman Tafresh Yud Tes Sif Hey, Yesh Oimdim Al Raglem Kalim Chalayla. Some people stand the whole Yom Kippur. My great grandfather, Zechus Agbrach, was in the garment industry, but he was makbid to stand the entire 24 hours of Yom Kippur. He was a very, very powerful individual. His name was Reb Shlomo Zalman Glick. Wasn't a rabbi. He innovated the following chiddush in New York, that you can't talk by davening. And he would go around from person to person, and if you were talking, he would scream at you. And many rabbanim told him, what are you doing? And he said, what do you mean? I'm just following the Shulchan Aruch. And Rav Hillel David was the first rabbi that let him stay and daven in his shul. And the revolution of not talking in America, he was mechadesh. Anyway, he stood the whole day on Yom Kippur. Do you know the Mishnah Berurah says women do not stand on Yom Kippur? There's no inyan for a woman to stand extra on Yom Kippur. You see men, you know, they stand the whole day. There's no inyan of a woman to stand. Why? There's no inyan of being doimel l'malachim for women. You know why? I don't know why. But tell them, because they're already like malachim. No, I don't know. I'm not sure what the reason is. Why shouldn't women be doyme l'malach? There's no inyan. Anyway, but weiter. Va'afilu imhu yoshev ba'agala mikomakam yichavin raglav. Now this is very interesting. The Mishnah Berurah says that even if you're sitting on a wagon, you should still put your feet together. Oid kasvu sha'al yismaych oz la'acharav. You should not lean behind you. I guess this is talking about, is this talking about when you're standing a regular Shemona Esrei? Or this is when you're on a wagon? I guess either. Don't lean when you're davening. Don't, not backward, not to the side. Val yivshoit raglov, val yarkivim ze'alzeh. Don't spread out your feet. Don't cross your legs. This is all arrogant. You should sit with your head bent. I guess it's talking about on a wagon, right? In other words, you're in a car, right? You're in a car. Obviously, if you're standing Shemona Esrei, you're not leaning. We already learned that. You're not supposed to lean. We're talking about you're in a car. So in your car, you know, should you daven like that? Should you daven, you know, ois gespreit? Don't cross your legs. Don't spread them out. Sit with reverence. Yelech lefanav. You should walk in front of you three steps. Ve'einsach lachsach av kedelech lefanav. Mishnah Berurah says explicitly, you don't take three steps back to take three steps forward. You don't have to. So the Dirshu brings, in the name of the Darkei Moshe, the reason why we take three steps, why dafka three, if it's only, the Mechaber says that, if the Rama says Derech Kirov Hagasha, says the Rama in the Darkei Moshe, because we find three Hagashas for Tefillah. Vayigash Avraham, Vayigash Yehuda, Vayigash Eliyahu. In the Halakha Art Scroll Siddur, it gives a different reason. In the Art Scroll Siddur, it says, because when Moshe came to Hashem, he went through Choshech, Anan, Va'arafel. Maybe there's a Makar, maybe, I'm not sure where that comes from, but that's Azoi state in the Art Scroll Siddur. So it's not in the Rama, it's not in the Darkei Moshe, but it's in the Art Scroll. Okay. So you don't have to take three steps back. Kein Kasav Elia Rabba. Avo Minog Oilam Leilach Lachav. The Minog is to take three steps back. And the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, you should take them before you finish Goal Yisrael. Before you finish Goal Yisrael, you take the three steps back. And after you finish Goal Yisrael, then you take the three steps forward. Your meaning, it's not the pshat, Goal Yisrael, Hashem Sefasai Tiftach. You have to Goal Yisrael, then three steps, then Hashem Sefasai Tiftach. Isn't that a hefsik? The Tila David says, it's mitzarech tefila. When it comes to Minchor Mariv, that the Shel Tzibur says Kaddish before Shemana Esrei, the Rivois Ephraim brings the Ramosha Feinstein, when he was the Shatz, he took the three steps back before Kaddish. He took the three steps forward before Kaddish. Because Kaddish is a chelek of Shemana Esrei. So Moshe took three steps, said Kaddish, and went straight to Kishem Hashem Ekra HaVagod Elokeinu. What if the guy behind you already started Shemana Esrei? You can't take three steps back anymore. You're stuck. You just start Shemana Esrei, Reb Chaim says, without taking three steps back. Anyway, the way the Dirshu is saying it is that you take three steps back before Goal Yisrael, and then you say Goal Yisrael, and then you take three steps forward, and then you say Hashem Sefasai Tiftach, and that's not a hefsik because it's Mitzarech HaTfilah. I must admit, I don't do that. I take three steps back before Goal Yisrael. I take three steps back so that I say Goal Yisrael, Hashem Sefasai Tiftach, straight. And I've already taken the three steps forward. Is that not correct? Rabbi Yeager says it's correct. So Rabbi Yeager is arguing with the Tila Ladavid. You don't have to defend me just because I'm giving the shir. You don't have to say I'm doing it right.
How defend what I do?
So we have Machlokes Dirshu and Rabbi Yeager. The Dirshu says, you take three steps back before you finish Goal Yisrael. And after Goal Yisrael, the Kitzur also says, it seems like after you finish Goal Yisrael, then you take the three steps forward. And the Tila LeDavid also concurs, it's Mitzarech HaTfilah, it's not a hefsek. Does anyone argue with that? You have to speak to your people. Okay. Weiter. Kasa b'darkei Moshe. Maharil hoya noig lamoid b'shachris l'tfilah shemana esrei. The Maharil, the darkei Moshe brings that the Maharil was noig to stand in the morning before shemana esrei when the Sheikh Tzibur got to Tilois Lekel Elyon, Uve Mincha, Shekishayara, the Sheikh Tzibur Lefnei HaTeva, Mincha, when the Sheikh Tzibur began, Reb Chaim Knievsky means that's after Ashrei, before Kaddish, Uve Arvis, Kishayisra, Sheikh Tzibur Kaddish, Vigam Yasir Az Kicha, Venea, Vachodarm Vavo, Machshavta. That's the time to expectorate any phlegm you have, not by Gaal Yisrael, but rather by Tilois Lekel Elyon. Okay, Siv Beis. Tzarch sheyachayif roishem ad. You need to bow your head slightly. Sheyu einav lamatal aretz, that your eyes are down on the ground. V'yachshav kilo oimei bebeis hamikdash. You should think as if you're standing in the beis hamikdash. Uveliboy, and in your heart, yechavein lamala lashamayim. You should have in mind the heavens. Says Mishnah Berurah, Sheyu Einav. You want to bow your head so your eyes are down. Ayin le'el simen tzadi sivkaten ches b'mishnah Berurah. What is that going on? Mm-hmm. The Mishnah, the Magen Avraham asks, here the Shulchan Aruch says you need to daven with your eyes down. And in Siman Sadi, he writes, you need to have windows to daven opposite them. The Magen Avraham answers, you need to daven with your eyes down. But if you're having, if your kavana is nizbatel, then you look to the Shemayim Tima Oira, the kavana. That's what the Magen Avraham answered. The Bach gives a different answer. The Bach says a different answer. Before you start, you look into the sky. Once you daven, your eyes should be down. So basically, we have a very interesting machlokes. I'm going to ask you a personal question. Do you look at the sky before you start Shemoneh Esrei? I don't think I'm makbid too. I was never a makbid to look at the sky before Shemoneh Esrei. The Bach says you should. The Magen Avraham says you don't have to. The Magen Avraham says you only have to look at the sky if you're not having kavana. And since I'm always having kavana, why would I ever have to look at the sky? No, I mean, according to the Magen Avraham, you look at the sky only if you need extra assistance. According to the Bach, it's part of the protocol. Part of the protocol of Shemoneh Esrei is to look at the sky. Okay. Those who lift up their heads and their eyes upward, like they're looking on the roof. The angels are laughing. Hey, you see this clown that's looking up at the sky? Now, you don't want the malachim to mock you. Don't make unusual movements. Don't fist pump. Don't gesticulate. Don't pantomime. You're talking to God. You don't have to, you know, do unusually strange things. Uviyachid, if you're in the closet by yourself, Rishus, V'loy b'tzibur, not public, V'frat l'harim kol v'chadam, to raise your voice, etc. That's not appropriate. Kosu achrim, shekol mi she'eno oitzim, eino b'shat tefillah Shemoneh Esrei, eino zoche l'oros p'nei shechina b'tzeis nafshi. Anyone who doesn't close their eyes during Shemoneh Esrei will not be zoche to see the p'nei shechina when they die. Achim espalo b'sidr, if you're davening a sidr, v'eino b'kuchais, k'dei l'orois boi, and your eyes are open to look in the sidr, less than above, there's no problem. V'ayin l'elbasim tzadi alef, siv kadim vav, b'mishnah brura. Fine. Siv gimel. Maniach yadav alibai kefusin. Put your hands on your heart, perush kikshurin, as if they're tied. Hayimonis alasmalas, the right hand on the left hand. So you put your right hand on your left hand, kifusim. I don't see people doing this, which is another way of saying that I don't always do this, but you should do this. The Shulchan Aruch says you should do this. I don't know. Let's see. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. Va'oymed ke'eved lifnei rabba. I know that Arizal was very makbid on this. Arizal writes about the importance of standing in this oifen. Va'oymed ke'eved lifnei rabba. You should stand like a servant before your master. Be'ema, be'yira, uve'fachad. Don't put your hands on your sides, on your loins. You know, I'm going to demonstrate. Yeah, it doesn't just mean like that. It means like this, you know. Don't put your hands on your sides. Shehu derech yura, that's gaiva. V'ayin lekamon reish simen tzadi zayin. Says the Mishmura, Liboy, b'makim shenogin lama ken lefnei melech, kishemadam rimoy b'sham itay tzorcheim. You know when you should daven with your right hand on your left hand on your heart? If that's how you stand before a king, when you speak with him and you ask him for your needs. V'hakol k'minag hamakayim. Ah, so probably that's the reason why we wouldn't speak this way. I mean, even if you would meet Joe, you'd have a meeting with Biden. I don't think you would go to him like, you know, like that. The Dershu says, people who have a difficult time to put their hands one on another, the Aruch HaShulchan says, they could put their hands on the shtender. Everyone should do what's better for their personal tefillah. Chazon Ish and the Stipler put their hands on a shtender. I don't see any reason why one should not try to daven with their hands, with the hand on, unless there's no, in other words, there's no be'etzem reason to put your hand on your heart. It's just that's the way that people usually petition a king, but that's not done anymore. So maybe it's sort of obsolete, it's meaningless. Even though, by the way, the Arizal does mention this as the correct position to be in. Oh, uvesefer asar mamorois, the Ramami Pado Kosab Shemari, Sheyanichus Royoisam Alibam, to put your arms on your heart, Yemanis al smallest, your right on your left, uveshemar haramak, Sheyachoif Huagudo Besach Pizayad, put the thumb in the hand. So I'm sure there's a Kabbalistic reason to do this. You know what? Blina, there maybe I'll give it a shot. The Rama writes in the Darkei Moshe, it's to be magbir midas harachamim al midas hadin. Says Reb Chaim Knievsky, a lefty holchim achare yamin usmoil de alma. So what does that mean? Even a lefty should put his right, should do the same thing that a righty does. Wow, that's very interesting. How did Reb Chaim stand? You should chuckle during davening. You should do it. You should chuckle. Not chuckle. Shuckle. You should shuckle during davening. Because the pasuk, all of my bones say, Hashem, who is like you? So you want to give it all your bones. The Rama writes somewhere, some Memches, Meshabura, there writes, that there are those who argue and they say you should not shuckle by davening, except for Psuke de Zimra, Berchas Atayra, Berchas Kriyashma, and Talmud Tayra. Even the Magen Avram, whose Men HaChokim holds the Avid Kamar Avid, Ud the Avid Kamar Avid. So in Simin Memches, if Katan Hey, let's take a look at that. Memches Sivkatan Hey, Yesh Posen Shalakim Azev. The Rama says that V'Noagavim Medakdim Lesnayav B'Shoshikarim B'Toyra. V'Yesh Posen Shalakim Azev. I'm the Tefillah Ainless Nayav. Rag B'Sugdizim Rechus Kriyash Ravlim Ratar Afilu Shvapam Minaglis Naneya. Rav Moshe did not shuckle by the davening. Okay, but to shuckle tenua mishubeshas, where the guf is stationary and you're just turning the head, that's derech gaiva. Rabbi Yisai, have a wonderful Shabbos, okay? Brach v'atzlacha. Kol tov. What?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.